You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I got to settle something before we get to the important stuff.
All right, let's go.
Was yesterday Breast Awareness Day at the ballpark?
Or
was
it Mother's Day? They do it on Mother's Day.
Okay. Is that why you had the pink socks?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They've been doing it for
big fight in our house. I claimed the hats were pink. She said they weren't.
There was a pink hue.
They weren't white.
No, there was a little pink hue, yes.
Yeah. All right, I win. And
to the point where the very minimal amount I got to watch, my wife said, I want one of those.
Well, that's why, Joe, instead of the pure pink ones, they'd already sold those for like 10 years, right? Yeah. Now they get you one with the hue.
Mm-hmm. They got a hue.
So now you got to get a new pick hat.
Yeah,
because you can. They're not giving away those hats to moms. They're selling them.
They're going to get me to buy one for my wife. Yeah.
And if you go to the ballpark, it'd probably be about $35, I would guess.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
The prices in there are unbelievable right now. But anyway,
Patrick,
yes,
I bought two hats. Speaking of that, I bought two hats for the youth in my home in spring training. And they were each $40.
No.
I couldn't believe
this already.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you should complain bitterly.
Well, it's, you know, it's just money. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to get them hats. I'm going to go to Target when I get home and get them for $20, right?
The boys had a hit this weekend.
Boy, did they. 27 runs and 18 and 31 hits. 31 hits, yes. That raised the batting average from .218, which was the worst in the league, to in the Major League Baseball to .228. So at this time of year, you can move up rapidly. Now, yesterday they got five of those runs after they put a pitcher. I mean, a position player in. But remember when we had the big scandal with the White Sox a couple of years ago when the guy hit the 3-0 pitch off Astudillo, and we got all mad at him. So Taylor hit a home run yesterday. But I guess the fact it wasn't on a 3-0 pitch makes it okay.
I believe so, that was the reason we're not upset about it.
Swinging at a 3-0 pitch, okay, because Taylor hit a home run yesterday on that. But I don't know.
But your point was right back then. You put in a position player, the rules go out the window.
Yeah, you can hit it as far as you want
to. Which you've essentially said, we don't care anymore.
Yes, you do. And they have a rule now that it has to be 8 runs before you could use a position player.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why the White Sox, after the guy gave up 2 to make it 11-3, then he came out and got it.
The best, though, was the reaction of the pitcher when he gave up that bomb to Gallo, when he just knew, oh, crap. He knew that thing was going to the skyway.
At the start of a 10th inning, each team gets a runner at second.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I swear to God, that didn't happen. Who'd they play prior to...
it happened.
San Diego?
They didn't forget.
No, they forgot.
No.
The Twins didn't have a runner on second, but San Diego did.
Yes, they did, because San Diego scored in the top of the second, and my guy, Solano, drove in the tying run off Hader.
And they won the game.
And they won the game.
I didn't see him on second.
Yeah, well, he was there.
Trust me.
When a guy got a single to right and the fella ran across the plate, that was the guy who was at second.
I think they forgot.
Patrick, I promised my 11-year-old, because he's becoming obsessed with baseball, and I don't know anything about him. Who's Castro? Where did we get him?
With the Tigers, extra player with the Tigers.
Okay.
He once Royce Lewis gets here to play third, Farmer will become your
utility guy,
and then either Willie Kester or Solano will take off. Uh-oh, forgetful. What'd you forget?
My
keys?
Hanging on the back of my chair.
Thank you.
He made his Monday Night Sports Talk return.
You're getting a little early for this.
CRS, baby. CRS.
CRS, that's right. CRS doesn't get better either way. It gets really worse. But, yeah, that was kind of fun. You know who makes a big difference? Kirilloff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Because he gives you a professional at-bat. Mm-hmm. He can hit.
Is the wrist fully healed?
Well, we hope so. And at this point, it certainly looks that way.
Because he completely changes the lineup.
Yes, he does. Because you got a guy in the middle that they can't say, okay, I'm going to strike him out. You know, it's...
Plus, if you can put him in between Buxton and Correa...
Now, Correa was not... hopeless over the weekend.
No,
which,
he was
helped. So, but yes, I'd said all along that having somebody hit behind Correa was helpful.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
You might see better pitches, and this kid can hit behind him. Also, Suhan wrote this today, and LaBelle wrote it a couple weeks ago. They want Buxton to go to center field. Ain't happening. Why would you take a chance?
You have him get hurt.
He's basically, I think he's only missed one. He hasn't missed a game now since late April.
No, they gave him a day off.
They did give him a day off.
Oh, Saturday. Yep. That was his first game. And that was because he was 0 for 25, not because he was hurt. But I think you got to roll with him doing this.
Plus, Taylor's a great outfielder.
Fine. He's fine. He's not a great hitter.
Is that Taylor?
Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah. I was making fun of A. Taylor, and then I found out it's to honor his father.
Well, now aren't
so you
a jackass?
Fun of him?
Yeah, I stopped making fun of him. But I don't use it.
I still would make fun of him.
Yeah, well. Because we all had fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I ain't throwing in the H there.
No, is that on par with.
Yeah, you're not Joseph H.
No, I'm not. I am, but I'm not writing that.
Yeah, right.
But is that on par with Joe not liking Fernando Rodney's hat situation? Then he found out it was to honor his dad, who was a fisherman.
Well, the old man of the sea, Hemingway.
Yeah, right. The hat on his side.
I'm not sure I believe that story.
Yeah, we might. You know that he is still pitching for the Tijuana Toros?
No way.
Fernando Rodney.
Really?
He's their closer last year. He's their closer this year.
Wow.
And
good for him.
Who was in the bullpen with him last year? Sam Dyson.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, we got about six games out of him.
I was surprised that Nelson Cruz is still playing.
Oh, my God.
With San Diego.
I went down and talked to this guy. Yeah. I was in the, there was a cluster down in the dugout.
Yeah.
The guy looks 30.
Yeah.
He is a brick outhouse.
Yep.
Doesn't have an ounce of fat on him. Before every game, he goes in and lifts.
Yep.
Then he naps.
Got to take a nap.
They got to get the nap in. He'd use, I think the Twins let him use their nap room, but I don't know if they did or not. And then after the game, before he comes out, he does the bands for like the the elasticity bands for about 15 minutes. He's just unbelievable. Anything to maintain the bat speed that allows him to keep playing.
And he's playing for a mill, right? Didn't he sign $1 million?
Yeah, $1 million. I asked him. I said, okay, he's got a chef.
Yep.
He's got a masseuse. I think the masseuse travels with him. A male masseuse, I believe. And because when he gets back to the hotel every night, he gets the full-body masseuse thing. And I said, are you breaking even this year? And he didn't get it at first. And I said, you're only making $1 million. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I'm down. He says, I'm down a little. Now, he did get a $3 million buyout from Washington, so that probably
helped. Okay, there you go.
But he's not, you know, this was his only offer to play, and he wants to keep playing.
Well, and I was wondering about that.
He's
outside
be 43
of,
in July.
But outside of, you know, just loving baseball, because he's never getting in the Hall of Fame because of the steroid deal. So what is it? Just that he just wants to keep playing?
I love
playing?
To play. Love
okay.
to play.
Is he
I
a
think
steroid
he,
taker?
Yep.
He had
an 80 gamer.
Yeah, he did have a blip. But he's, you know, Joe, he didn't really become a productive major leaguer until he's 28 years old.
Yeah, he was. He was a late bloomer.
But
28's your peak year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say.
He's an amazing guy. I mean, he took steroids, but so what?
He looks like Darren Clark. He and Darren Clark are separated.
Yeah. he's in a lot better shape than Darren Clark.
His face is sick.
Yeah, Darren Clark looks like me now, for God's sake.
The hockey hotbed of Las Vegas beat Edmonton last night.
And now we got the Seattle hockey hotbed.
Right.
Gonna, who do you like tonight?
I can't call that. Dallas is not looking good.
Lori down the hall. Very fired up because her mother lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
Apparently, Seattle is on inflamed with hockey fever. And her whole family that she has out in Seattle, very excited. And
I did not know that they were home.
She got mad at me, and I told her I hope the Stars win tonight.
So. They're the home, the first U.S. Stanley Cup back in the
1919,
20s.
Right?
Or 1919. Whatever, yeah.
It was the, what league was settling it back then? Some kind of an amateur league?
It had to be
something.
The National Hockey. Wasn't it called National Hockey League?
It wasn't a National Hockey League. It was it's some other. The Stanley Cup was associated with some other organization there for a while.
I'm still angry about the Wild. We just settle for too little here. We just settle for too little.
I have a better question for Patrick. Maybe you can help me because, you know, we were talking about buying hats and buying things associated with a given team. Is there any way to buy a Kraken shirt that replicates their arena? Because I want to get one for Joe.
I'm not wearing anything to do with the climate.
Playing climate pledge arena.
Now, well, she loves the, Lori loves the Kraken nickname, too.
That is a great nickname. I do like that one.
I don't either. Crackheads, I call them. But what...
it's a serpent.
What is it?
It's a mythical sea serpent.
Okay.
Well, so I figured you'd be on board.
I do like the anchors on their jersey.
That's cool. Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. They have geniuses promoting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't your guy?
The Lightwickies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sperling was an advisor. The same guys who created this ongoing monster in St. Paul created this team. Yeah. Now, Tim was the first president of this club, right? Todd is then the, or no, Tim wasn't ever with the Wild, but Todd was. Todd was the president. Todd went from the Wild to the NFL as the number two guy.
Wow.
And then he packed it in with the NFL to get into this gold mine that they're going to have out in Seattle. Do you believe in letting expansion teams be that good early?
I can't believe they're that good this early.
Yeah,
this is their second year.
Yeah, when Vegas was same thing.
In their second
wasn't
year?
Their first year.
First
didn't
year.
They make the semis?
They went to the finals, I thought.
Maybe.
What did they lose to the Washington Capitals?
I believe it was.
That was the finals.
Yeah, their first year. You're supposed to be rotten when you're an
expansion.
What
do the other teams do, give them such good players?
Well, the NHL wanted the money so bad, they promised them, you know, good competitive teams, so...
Well, they got it.
They got it. I kind of like them tonight just because the road teams always win those games.
Which would be a Seattle-Vegas conference final.
And Florida and Carolina.
Hockey hotbeds.
How about Miami? Maybe the worst sports town in America because they've front runners of unbelievable proportions. They got the NBA conference final.
Yep.
And they have the... As an eight seed, they got the NHL final.
Rink is nowhere near Miami.
And both eight seeds, by the way.
Right.
Both eight seeds.
It was the inaugural 2017-2018 season. The Vegas Golden Knights lost to the Caps 4-1 in the final.
Their very first season. First season.
Yes. It's not fair.
These stiffs can't get out of their own way. Isn't that something?
Did you see the handshake line?
I always tune in for the handshake.
The Orioles, the Oilers, and the.
No, that one I didn't see.
Didn't go well.
Well, is it Draisaitl? Is that his name? Who was the guy that hurt when they did the handshake line? The guy for the Vegas that slashed.
I don't know.
He gave it the very light touch, and then he pulled his hand away.
Yeah.
Like you piece of you know what?
Yeah, that was the guy that he got from St. Louis. What the hell?
Pietrangelo.
Petrangelo.
I love the handshake line.
I know you do. That's why I was wondering if you saw it last night.
It should be saved for NHL hockey series. We now get it at every damn game and, you know.
Oh, I like 12, it in the NHL. I don't like it elsewhere.
12-year-old kids do it now. You got a handshake line?
Yeah, we had a couple this weekend.
No, you can't have that. It's hockey.
Sportsmanship.
In fact, you know what I would
sportsmanship
do?
Sportsmanship has ruined youth sports, man.
You know what I would do? I'd even save the handshake line until the finals.
Yes, I agree with you. Yep. It's like me with the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
The anthem is just routine now.
Yeah.
Opening day?
Yep.
That's
4th of July.
4th of July. You can do it for Memorial Day. All the major holidays. All the summer holidays.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it on Labor Day. Yeah. Memorial Day, July.
But in hockey, I love when you get both anthems.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, the good thing about hockey is they don't have somebody taking 9 minutes to sing the anthem. They belt it out.
In Edmonton, they let the fans sing it.
Although we did have the guy in Pittsburgh who basically won game one for the North Stars in 1991 when he sang the 7 minute.
When I was at the.
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, when I was at the Winnipeg playoff game, the singer was there, but the fans took over. I mean, all you could hear was the fans singing the anthem up there.
That was pretty cool. In Edmonton, too. They got a guy who starts them out, and then the fans sing.
Oh, and then he just stops?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I bet Edmonton has all the crap in the arena now, constant noise and blah, blah, music.
Not really, because there's a lot of silence when you watch a game in Edmonton, because they know what they're watching.
They're not going to get unduly excited. The year the personable Bill Mahoney took us to the conference finals. Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Conference finals.
81?
No, big surprise. They went to the conference finals. They got swept by Edmonton, right?
That'd be the Stars.
03.
03?
Yeah. Oh.
Was that it?
2003.
Well.
I thought they got beat by Anaheim in the conference finals.
They did, and they beat Vancouver.
Not the Wild, the North Stars.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever year. It was sometime in the 80s. Yeah. And it was 7-0, and did they still have Gretzky? I'm not sure. But it was 7-0, and they got 7 polite rounds of applause from the crowd, and it was complete silence, because you could see every head in the arena following the puck, you know, up and down the ice, and everybody sat. Everybody sat. God, remember when people sat at,
nice.
At games, baseball games. Gentlemen there with hats on, sitting, and then Mudcat hits a home run in game 6 and we cheered.
Yep.
That's good enough. What the hell?
I wish golf had still put the money winners, the money they win. I was thrilled for Jason Day.
Yes.
That was a long drought.
A good-looking wife of him, and his is knocked up again.
They got about 20 kids.
Yeah, right.
The 83-84 season. Yeah.
Leave that poor girl alone, Jason. She's always pretty. And she looked like she was 8.5 months, too.
You're looking at the 83-84 season when we got swept by the Oil in the conference finals.
The first one was 7-0, am I right?
I don't know the exact scores, but it was that season.
83-84, the personable Bill Mahoney. Boy, everybody hated him. And he hated everybody. It was unbelievable. Louis, remember Louis? Because they had to be no more disciplined. Mm-hmm. He succeeded Sodmore, right? Must have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you.
83 might have been when Sodmore had his last drinking episode when he got in the fight in Pittsburgh in the bar. I think he'd been through once then. The next time it took, though, did you ever see video of him when he went in the stands in Duluth?
No. I think I might have, yeah.
In Duluth. And it was Duluth, I think. And he got his shirt torn off, went after this guy in the stands. And he's standing behind the bench. He went in the stands, big brawl. And he's got his shirt torn off, and he just got his tie and, like, his shirt all ripped. And he's got this big grin on his face like it was the highlight of his life. And he got to get in another fight with his one eye. God,
so,
I miss him.
I never was a listener of North Star Confidential, so I'm sure you covered this,
that
Joe.
Was great.
But they made the Stars, now I'm talking, they made the playoffs 11 of their final 14 season, and we still weren't drawn very well?
Well, they drew. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
16 out of 21 were making it there,
Joe,
for a while.
You see that cast?
Yeah. Much more difficult to miss them. You mathematically, the one year Look them up.
I was going to go there.
Look them up. But I think they were 15th in the standings.
They were 27-39 and 14.
Yes,
Patrick.
And they made the finals.
They went to the
20. That was the miracle of all time. That team.
The miracle of all time is that Minnesota does not have a cup.
We played for one twice, right? And didn't really have a. Right. I think we didn't have a chance against the Islanders, right? That was five games.
That was in the middle of their.
They were great.
Winning four in a row.
Weren't we up 2-1 on the Pens?
The Pens, we were up 2-1, yeah.
And that's when Dark said, do we need sports columnists like Patrick Racy?
The Twin Cities need a sports columnist like Patrick Racy. No, fire the fat SOB. Our next caller.
Your thoughts.
Can you be even more critical of this fat slob?
Oh, where did that go?
I tell you what. I miss the Wild should be. The downtown should have been full. The joints on 7th Street should have been full. It's just a shame.
What happened?
Why? Not that good. And the commie either was playing hurt or he really lost sight of his bearings because he disappeared.
Well, my theory is.
My theory is
they
he was
lost
hurt.
It when, in game four, when he came in. On a breakaway and didn't get a goal. They'd also missed another breakaway earlier. And then on the power play that they gave us to even things up a little, he missed the wide open net. Mm-hmm. He shot it. Somehow he shot it past the net.
Just in a really bad power play.
Yes. Well, you know, the other team scored on half their power plays and you scored on one or two. So
I'm just afraid Dallas, I don't like Dallas. I'm just afraid they're going to win tonight.
They're going to get, whoever wins is going to get beat by Vegas anyway.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Carolina will beat Florida.
I do too. Carolina's really good.
Yeah.
They've what, five games? Devils beat them once, right?
There's an arena that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Outside of Raleigh on a freeway.
They've got a cup. Don't they have a cup?
They have a cup.
They have a cup. And Florida doesn't have a cup.
They don't.
But they have a finals.
Yep. Florida does not have a cup. They have a building that's nowhere near Miami.
No. Yeah, it's out on the turnpike.
It's just in the middle of nowhere next to a strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing. The Hooters, I think, is out there. They got nothing.
Hooters still exist. They're in trouble.
Not only do they exist, when we were in the fort, I was asked about what's the Owl restaurant? You know, because they got the billboard there. Because if you brought your ticket and you get yourselves a free beer.
Oh, boy.
With your ticket that you bring in. So
there's a big one out on, down in when you're on the way to Naples there.
Okay.
No, out there where the steak joint is in the shopping center.
Oh.
There's that with Twin Peaks. That has a little bit of a connotation to it.
It does. I'm unaware of that.
The gentleman's club bar is named Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
What is there a point here? Is there trying to get?
I don't know.
Are you trying to get to here?
Is it referring? There's no mountains in Florida.
Mm-hmm. How about Ja Morant?
What an idiot!
Lock him up.
And you know who was with him with the gun and took the video?
Hmm.
The same buddy that the Memphis Grizzlies banned from the arena.
Oh, boy.
Last year, some guy named Dade, who's his big pal. And we took him in, we let him come back after about 30 days, 20 days last time.
Something like that.
With a gun. How stupid do you have to be if you're his friend to take a video of him with the gun?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to play next year. He's going to be out. They're going to suspend
him. You think so? Wow.
They're going to suspend him for the year.
He's been suspended from all team and league activities.
But that was the same thing last time. Mm-hmm. But they're going to suspend him for a year.
Wow.
They're not going to put up with this. He's an idiot, obviously. And
you got one job, Ja. One job.
Don't get caught on video.
Don't get caught on video with a gun.
Yes, that's right. And don't hang out with a guy who's stupid enough to do that.
To put it on Instagram Live.
God almighty. What is wrong with them? Drugs will do goofy things to people.
Yes, it will.
Sometimes it clouds your judgment, I think.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you staying up tonight to watch the Twins and the Dodgers?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Heaven, yes. Yeah. I always stay up.
I wanted to find a way to have this be the road trip, but we just couldn't make it work this year. Do the Dodgers
good,
and
pretty
and,
good week to go Pat, out there
wouldn't it be
for a
fun to be
week?
On them with a, on the
whole
road this week?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Anaheim and LA.
If it hadn't been during the school year, we probably would have done it. But you know, we're in the last couple of weeks of school. So
the way they let kids skip school now, you can just take them out. You know.
Well, that and they haven't had a full week in about 2 months.
What are we getting those days?
Oh yeah, we get the teacher conference days.
Aren't we nearing the end of the year?
Yeah, we have 3 weeks left, I
really?
Believe. Yeah, we go one more week after Memorial Day weekend.
I know a college kid is already home.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. Our friend Chip Scoggins, right? Great guy. His daughter, who was a high-level dancer in high school, right? Competitive before high
dance
school.
Dance line.
Dance line, that stuff. I don't know if she did high school, but she did the youth. She went to the University of Kansas, and she got down there, and he has told me some of the, it's a really good university for not only academics, but fun.
But fun.
Fun.
Yes.
I guess. And he was telling me some stories about, you know, like the, this is okay, what the hell, he told the story that he had a couple of years ago on a football Saturday, he called you and said, what's on the schedule today? And she said, whiskey sour. But anyway, I was thinking, if you got a young woman that you send off to college at 18, you just have to put your worries aside and enjoy the stories, don't you?
Yeah.
You just have to have fun.
I'm trying to get there.
But he sent me some videos. He sent me some videos of their graduation. They were down there this week for graduation. And sent me some video of her. She was in a sorority, too. And they were having a good time, the sorority ladies graduating.
Good for them.
All the graduates. And I was thinking, God almighty, you just got to,
You have nothing to worry about.
I know, I have nothing to worry
about. But you also can just say, God, thank you for blessing me with two sons.
Yes, or you can just go talk to my, Ryan and say, Ryan, it's okay to, they've tracked their kids on cell phones now and stuff, you got that whole deal going. You got to put that away, right? Eventually, right?
Especially from
when they go off to college.
From Friday at about 2 o'clock until Monday morning.
And with a home, and of course, Kansas got home basketball games too.
That's true.
With their great team.
Such, I better bring this up before I forget.
But if you're a young woman who's smart, graduating from college, they want you, baby.
Really?
She had a lot of bidders for her services.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, Patrick, but rhubarb is a baseball term, and I found its origin, Joe.
Yes.
A rhubarb is baseball slang for a fight or argument among players and or umpires. We do know that the term was popularized by famed baseball broadcaster Red Barber.
Okay.
But how rhubarbs became associated with altercations is not officially known with any certainty. There are several explanations that merit mention.
Let me guess.
But Red Barber.
Sourness.
Sourness.
Sourness is probably part of it. It's rhubarb is a sour.
But I had never heard that.
Is rhubarb considered a fruit?
Must be. That's what I was wondering.
I believe it's a plant.
Oh, it's a plant.
I believe it's a plant.
It's not a fruit. But it's delicious.
Even more controversial. He said he's not a big fan of rhubarb pie.
You can't buy one anymore.
No.
That's only rhubarb.
You've got to have it homemade.
Cherry or strawberry or something. I wonder, anybody out there, tweet me. And tell me where you can get a rhubarb pie.
Oh, I would drive to go get a rhubarb pie.
Can't you get them at Lund?
No, because they're all strawberry rhubarb or raspberry rhubarb. Or they got
they got to mix in other stuff.
They used to until about 7-8 years ago, Byerly's had a rhubarb pie.
Have we determined what rhubarb is? Is it a fruit?
It's a plant, I believe.
A legume? Legume?
I don't know what it is. But we used to... They used to grow wild along Fulda Lake, and we'd go out and get them for Mrs. Ricey to make her rhubarb pie. But if we were really lucky, we'd give them to Aunt Peggy, who was a better cook than my mother. My mother was okay, but pretty mediocre.
It is classified in the plant category.
Okay.
The rhubarb is.
And they're red, aren't they?
Yeah, and you got to get them a little early, because if you let them to grow all summer,
then they get a little
like a weed.
Yeah, then they get a little.
You got to pull them out. But
do you ever have mint growing by the house?
Not really. I can't remember.
I remember they used to have mint, and they would put it in their iced tea. Mint. That would,
oh yeah, that's right.
You pick it from the side of the house. It'd be a mint leaf.
Sure.
I don't have any.
Emil Chapey might have had mint in his in his garden there. Yeah. We might have went out and
you never
old man.
Did give us a lilac update today on GL.
Nothing's happened.
No, oh boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah. How come they're so late this year?
Well, mine are, but I'm told it's because mine are Korean.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I haven't seen them around.
Here, I'll give you a date. I'll give you a date. Let's see, what was this one? This is last year. May 31st.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's way late. They're usually in April, aren't they?
May 31st, 2022. By June 10th, they were pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm. You know how much I spent on water this week to fill up that pool?
Listen to this. May 25th, 2021.
Oh, no.
God, it's going to be $300.
That's easily, yeah.
Gallons, they charge you so much for water now. We got water in Minnesota. This isn't California, you thieves. You know, we got more water and we know what to do with this year. Look at the river.
Right.
June 2nd, 2020.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
You got them all saved in its own file
folder? Well, I have to do this for the records.
Okay.
You know, do I have 2019? I bet I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see what
now,
that
these
was.
These are when they first sprout?
Yeah. No, when they're at full flower.
Oh, really?
So
who determines it's full?
June 2nd, June 2nd, 2019.
Wow.
They're all within 4 or 5 days of each other.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, one thing before we go.
Yeah.
You know, the Minneapolis City Council is, they're on my side of the aisle.
You're out of your bleeping
morons.
Mind.
These are mostly morons.
May 27th, 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
The latest idea they have.
Yeah.
To turn 55, Highway 55, Floyd B. Olson Highway. Floyd died
a long time ago. It's a highway.
To turn it into 6th Avenue again.
No.
Do these morons ever look at the traffic on 394? Because this is your main east-west artery outside of 394, where you got to get through that bleeping tunnel, right? And you can get downtown on it. You can't be this stupid. They've asked MnDOT to explore it.
Yeah.
MnDOT cannot do that. Just so we can get more bicyclists.
Mm-hmm.
Glenwood Avenue, they got a bicycle lane. Plymouth even has got a bicycle lane.
You got a bike?
No.
Okay.
We used to have one in the garage, but Katie didn't ride it for about 6 years, so I got rid of it.
Yeah.
Gave it to somebody. We left one in Florida.
Sure.
A nice bike, just left it there.
You didn't want paperwork.
No. Well, we didn't want to drive back in the convertible, so
with
we left
a bike in the back seat.
Left the bike, yeah, with a bike in the back seat. So anyway,
I'm on your
somebody's
side.
Somebody's got to say no to these morons.
Who?
I don't know, but there's no way that. 50, you know, not even.
Maybe that's what they were fighting about at Ward 10 over the weekend.
Yes.
Ward 10 isn't Highway 55.
Oh, dang it.
Where's Ward 10?
Ward 10 is uptown area.
We duked it out, right?
Yeah, and a rhubarb.
Physical violence.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Cops were called.
Now, who was the candidate that the fighters were supporting?
Well, you got Chikati, somebody. She's a commie. And then the Warsamis.
The Warsamis people were starting
they
to
started
fight
the
according
rhubarb,
to the
yeah.
cops.
Because they didn't want her to speak.
I guess not.
Right.
Why?
Well, they want the nomination.
Doesn't she have the right to speak?
Apparently
she's
not.
Aisha Shugati.
Are they both of various?
I think
African
they're both
nations?
Muslim faith.
Well, one is from Pakistan.
Shugati's from Pakistan.
Okay, that is a good
enough. And Warsami's from Somalia.
Okay. So who ended up getting the nomination, or do we have to break it up?
They called her off. It was too unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't safe.
Well, you know, the temperatures were blowing hot there, so... It doesn't really make any difference who elected, though. It won't end the majority.
Nasri Warsami versus Aisha Chugati.
Mm-hmm.
And Chugati's the incumbent. Mm-hmm. And Nasri's people apparently don't like her and wanted her off the stage, and thus...
What has she done? She's been too right?
No, she might not be. she might not be commie enough. I don't know. Maybe Warsami is passing himself off as a conservative.
Oh, I wouldn't go that
far. I wouldn't either, but no, I mean, that could be the problem.
It's a guy. Okay.
He's a guy. His campaign manager is allegedly and deeply involved in the food fraud scandal.
Oh, really?
So it's a bleep show over there. Mm-hmm. It's just a bleep show.
Well.
Alleged. I said alleged.
You did say alleged. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Throw an alleged in
there. I got to always throw those in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure either one of them would be in support of closing down Highway 55.
More than likely.
You're idiots.
They don't like cars, Pat.
Yes, but we
They don't have kids. Have them. They don't have families. They don't have to go to Target.
We have them.
Yep.
But cars exist. We have to, you know, 55. Yeah, okay. There's, you know, the state legislature's kind of... They've got some morons, too, but they're going to have to say, MnDOT's going to have to say, no, you're nuts, right? You know how many millions it would cost?
See, your party has abandoned common sense, and you're clinging to it. You're believing cooler heads will prevail.
I'm clinging to my hatred of people on the other side. That's all I'm clinging to.
Yeah.
I have already announced.
Locally, though, you've still established that federally, you're still going to vote. Isn't that what you said a couple
federally,
weeks?
Federally, I'm still going to vote for the Democrats, just so we can keep the crazy man from Florida from once he gets reelected to
4-year retribution tour.
Oh, God, that it'll be something, won't it?
It'll be dreadful.
It'll be unbelievable.
That'll be horrible.
Well,
it's horrible.
So,
but he wouldn't turn 55 into a street.
No, nope.
No, he wouldn't do that. Yeah. He wouldn't do that. So it would be can he run from prison? Is that the thing?
That's a good question.
He's been succeeding in it for years.
If he gets elected, he can pardon himself, I think. Can he? I don't
know. Probably.
And it'll be a battle.
The
big problem was who Joe put on a ticket with him. Otherwise, that person would be the Democrat nominee, but you can't nominate this empty suit. So,
Joe had some thoughts about her on Friday, or Thursday, excuse me.
Oh God, I can't take it. I just can't take it. She's not good.
No, she's not bright. I know.
No, that's not.
Okay. All right. Outside of that, we'll see you.
We'll see you later.
Yeah. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
For the past 165 years, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. Did you know Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles? It's great. We can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventures. With so many options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who only has one company. No options. At the Canopy Group, we offer you 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 40 professional agents. So as your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit the CanopyGroup.com or call 800-967-3389 and get your insurance options today.